We have a lovely interview. We're so excited to be
here.
Yeah, in the studio, right here at SYN for The Hoist with Eartha and myself, Nathan.
Yep.
We have Tamara from Tamara and the Dreams. Hi, hi. How are you?
Hi. Yeah. I wish I was keeping silent because you hadn't introduced me, but I wanted to be like, yay, Fritz. Yeah.
So that's going to be a grand entrance. It's like a little drum roll first. And
all right. Tamara and the Dreams are self-described as summery angst pop from Melbourne. Tamara and the Dreams have just released their brand new single, Lo-Fi.
Yeah, well, it's so actually being released tonight at midnight.
But it's out.
Yeah, it's out. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. It's out for the world to see.
Specifically out tonight at midnight. Yeah. And they're launching it tomorrow night at the Gasso. Thank you so much for swinging by and being with us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Tamara, you've played a bunch of shows and are quite prominent in the music scene. And I think you're like an upcoming star in the Melbourne scene right now. Like, you just open for everyone, like Rave Tapes, Bugs, and all those like big acts in Australia right now. And just like an amazing front woman in the industry right now.
Oh my God, Nathan.
So, how does it feel to finally have your first single out? Obviously, because, you know, it's been a process of playing a bunch of shows in the lead up to it. So, how does it feel to finally have a single out, Lo-Fi, which you've played a bunch of times, which I'm so excited for it to be recorded? So, how do you feel? How's
it? Yeah, it's just been such a long time coming. Like, we started this band, like, we had our first gig, like, just over a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's just been this whole process of discovery and, like, figuring out what we want to be.
Amazing.
Figuring out, like, what the sound is. Like, it's kind of changed so much in a year.
Yeah.
And as much as I've been, like, so impatient and just wanting to release music.
Yeah.
It's actually been kind of good that we've like reached this point and everything kind of fell into place.
Yeah.
Because I was freaking out about like releasing music and who are we going to record with and what's going to happen.
100%.
And then we played this gig with Callum from Candy.
Oh, amazing.
And he just messaged me a few days later being like, hey, do you want to record this song? I really like it. And I was like, wow, you literally read my mind. Like, how did you know exactly what I wanted to do?
Mine's insane.
And yeah, he was just like, someone get him a job at the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, amazing.
Just like, you know, dreams come true. It's like the Hillary Duff. Like, yeah. It's what dreams are made of.
I'm like, trying to avoid saying dreams come true because it's like cliche that I'm referencing my band name, but like legitimately yeah. Dreams come true.
With Candy. Exactly, with sweetness up there.
So. Yeah.
This makes me happy. Yeah. I like hearing about dreams come true.
Yeah, this is what dreams are made of. We're all in this together. I'm referencing childhood stories. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, keep it coming.
All right, so obviously you're here to talk about your debut single, Lo-Fi. And we're excited to play it for you afterwards. We're going to play it for you all out there on the... In the world.
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone's going to hear this. Exactly.
I think everyone's listening right now.
Exactly. Who want to listen to Tamara and the Dreams? Tamara is amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, SYN is the best radio station. I listen every day.
The hype. The hype.
Like, I'm obsessed.
My heart, my soul.
Okay. So tell us a bit about the story behind the song.
So I just write songs all the time. I just pump them out. And Lo-Fi was just one of those songs where I was sitting on the floor of my bedroom and I came up with this melody and the words were kind of like, how do I love you? Like, it was kind of just this generic kind of song about whatever, relationships or whatever. And then I started writing more of the song and the lyrics kind of got more and more interesting as I wrote them. And I kind of thought, hey, maybe I'll write a song that's not about anyone else. It's just about me and like make it really introspective and kind of write something different to just like another angsty song about someone who doesn't like you or that kind of stuff. So I kind of refined all the lyrics to make it like about my brain and about me. Yeah.
For sure, because you can definitely hear that in the music, especially for that song, because it's a combination of, like, while it feels happy and, like, glamoury and quite, you know, charming and dreamy, the lyrics are just so, like, self-reflective of, like, you know, mindset of, like, feeling lo-fi, and it's, like, such a great metaphor, you know, just, like, describing your mental state at the time of how you feel, like, angsty inside and sad. So, so obviously, with that, your songwriting process, and you just told a bit about lo-fi, and you said, and you mentioned you recorded with Callum from Candy.
Mm.
How was that whole process, like, you know, working with Callum and, like, working with that song and make it come to life? How did that kind of feel and how did that go about?
Yeah, like, it was literally the most bedroom thing you could have imagined. Like, it was like, yeah, Callum was amazing and professional and a blessing, but the only place we could record was Matt, who plays guitar in the band, his bedroom that he just moved into, like, a week before, and the house was just like this brand new share house, everything everywhere, disgusting. Matt's room, like, we each had like half a meter of space to move. No. Like, it was nice, so like just a bedroom pop, but with five people in the bedroom.
Yeah, well, because it sounds so like spacious at the same time, so it's so crazy that it's like, oh, you know, like when you're describing that environment, it's like, whoa, like it's just like an intimate experience of like creating the song together, and especially because it means a lot, and like in lyrically, and like the fact that you've played this song like live in your sets, and you're here to like debut your first single, so it's so exciting, so wholesome. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, yes, I'm having like a little moment right now. I'm
can
like,
you tell Nathan's excited, everyone?
Yeah, just a little, just
Nathan
a little.
Nathan is the best person in the world.
Nathan is the best person in the world. That's what a band said last week. They were like, we love you, Nathan. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I'm so glad I know Nathan. Yeah, like, he was at a gig we played at the Gasso, some random gig, and he was just dancing, and we became best friends.
And here we are now. Well, that's the crazy thing, though, because, like, when I've seen, because, like, obviously, like, if you haven't seen Tomorrow Live, Tomorrow has, like, a large variety of songs and influences from a large variety of like, artists, I believe, at least. Like, you know, artists from, like, Soccer Mommy to, like, Snail Mail and like all the great female artists are like humming right now, but Tomorrow's own flavor to it, and it's like, you know, it's that teen angst and teen pop about it, and it's so charming and endearing. So like, it's so exciting for this new single to be out. So but yeah, also just following on that, so you have like a show coming up, obviously.
Yeah
So and you've played a bunch of shows as well, you know, in lead to that, and you played with some musical idols of yours, like Gabrielle Cohen.
Yes.
Yeah, do you want to, like, talk about that?
I love that you know everything about this because I put it just all on social media. Like, I don't know, this last year has just been so amazing. Like, it literally went from zero to everything.
Yeah.
Like, our first gig, we supported Approachable Members, our friends. And I'd never played with people on a stage before in my life.
Yeah.
And that night was just the happiest night of my life. I was literally like so happy.
I'm on top of the world.
Like, and like ever since then, we've just had so many gigs, and it's been this whole like learning process. And like by learning process, I mean it hasn't always been perfect. Like I've stuffed up a lot. Like we've, you know, we've done some really crap gigs. Like, but I think it was all really necessary because I never had any experience before that.
100%. And you got a new guitar too, so that's a nice little touch.
Do you see that on our socials? Just a little,
referencing the Instagram.
Because you can follow at Tomorrowland Dreams. So, like,
oh, my God.
I had my guitar that I played with for a year was from Harvey Norman. It was my cute little guitar called Harvey. And then eventually, literally everyone in my family and every single one of my friends were like, you have to get a new guitar. So I got a new guitar.
Love that.
Yay. Love that. Happy. All right. So the single launch is celebrating your debut tomorrow night at the Gasso. How excited are you for this show?
Yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be really special.
Any surprises? Like, in the night?
So, for a while, it's been my dream to, like, have stickers that I can give out to people.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And so after like a month kind of procrastinating with this release and like doing everything myself and like sending emails and like worrying about it for 5 hours every day, I realized it got to this week and I hadn't done the stickers, and I was like, I'm just really silly. Like, why haven't I done the stickers yet? And then I got the stickers and I found this place that did them in 2 days, and now I have them.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
my
dreams come true.
Describe them. I want to see them.
What does it look like?
It's like, I was in a real rush. Like, I did it in 20 minutes as I was rushing for a lecture on my phone, like, made the sticker design. It's like our poster for one of our gigs last year.
Yep.
yeah, we had like this launch show with the Grace Darling, and cute. It was really special and
cool.
Yeah,
it's was it just, like a little cloud? It's like a pink,
yeah. It's yeah. like it's like my handwriting with like yep. a funky gradient background and some clouds.
I feel like I can't wait for like a lo-fi like sticker to come out where it's like lo-fi, but then it's in like a little pink cloud. I don't know, like aww, yeah, I can be like huge cool. Yeah,
yeah. It's so nice that you like brought a memory from like. Like a special memory and then like bringing it to your new show.
Yeah. Also cute. Just because like I suck at design and like I really needed a design. And
hey, look, don't mean to like put the pun in, but you got to keep everything lo-fi. So like,
yeah, it's, like, everything truly is very lo-fi exactly. at the moment.
But in a good way. That's a good
yeah.
way. So like, yeah. So obviously lastly, so you have Marcella Wright who'll be opening for you in the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
How did you guys get in touch and like how did that come about? Like did you guys meet at like a certain show? Like what did you love about her music? What's like, how did that come together?
So I love that you asked that. Yeah, Marcella is amazing. I met her at the Push Songwriting, Tuesday Night Songwriting Club.
The yeah. Push are awesome. Yeah. I work with them.
They're great. Yeah. And I was like, it's so cliche to be like, yeah, I went to this like networking thing to meet songwriters and I met a songwriter and now we're friends. But like, yeah. And I saw Marcella, she was in the group and she played this track that was like this funky like garage band bedroom pop thing.
Oh, I love it.
And it was so not what I expected and I was like, whoa, I make bedroom pop a little bit on the side, not like the band stuff, other stuff. Yeah. And we were like, let's keep in touch. And then she's never actually performed these songs before.
Oh,
so
wow.
I just kind of wanted her to perform the songs.
Oh my goodness, that's
incredible. So the whole world can
that's so
hear
wholesome.
An experience.
Like, you know, yeah, giving someone their debut show. That's like, oh, tomorrow you are the most wholesome human in the world. But
no, you are Nathan. No.
Tomorrow's a dream.
Tomorrow
she's
is
a dream
the dream.
Boat.
The dream boat. I'm the host right now. Well, thank you so much, Tamara, for being here. It means the absolute world. Honestly, like we're so excited for you to be here. And we're so excited to play your debut single. Lo-fi. Oh my goodness. Well,
it's coming up now.
Right
now. Excited.
Gonna give it a spin. It comes out tomorrow for all of you who are listening right now.
Midnight tonight.
So go download it. Pre-save it. I don't know if you can, but like, yeah, but definitely.
You can pre-save it, yeah.
You can. Tamara can confirm. Amazing. Well, have it ready to go because this is gonna be an absolute dream maker. So right now, we're gonna play Tamara and the Dreams Lo-fi. Thank you so much, Tamara. This is The Hoist with Eartha and Nathan. You're listening to Sin.